Blessed. Let them shout a Jericho destroying hallelujah. How many people here tonight believe that all the problems arranged by the enemy shall expire tonight? Let them shout hallelujah. Jesus. And how many of you believe that you serve a God of the suddenly? Shout aloud, hallelujah. I'd like you to raise up your voices like thunder and pray this prayer for yourself before we sit down. Pray with holy aggression. Every problem that wants me to give up, hear the word of the Lord. Can you say it louder than anyone around you? In the name of Jesus, deal with the problem tonight. Let the power of God move and deal with these problems. Jesus' name we pray. Say, my glory, arise by fire. Can you say it with military authority? Shine! Shine! In the name of Jesus. Tell your glory to arise and to shine. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every assembly of affliction, scatter. In the name of Jesus. Scatter the assembly of affliction. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Wherever the enemy has knocked me down, I arise by fire. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, arise and shine, for the light is come. The glory of the living God has risen upon you. Masira kateya boshente rabasanta. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. You say this again loud and clear before you sit down. My miracle shall not pass me by. In the name of Jesus, it shall not pass me by. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, thank you, Jesus. Shout it loud and clear. Shout it louder than anyone around you. Our Lord and our God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for a time like this. We thank you because blessings abound where you reign. And those who are in captivity are set free. Thank you for a wonderful gathering like this, where you have promised to bless your children to a dumbfounding degree. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Tonight, any problem that has made the mistake of following anyone here, we bury it alive. In the name of Jesus. Tonight, your God shall arise. Your enemies shall scatter. 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 In the name of Jesus. Where they say there is no way for you, the power of God shall open the way. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Tonight we have three things to do very quickly here. The first thing is, I want to go briefly into the Word of God now. After that time, we're going to pray on the basis of the message. Thereafter, we're going to do a prophetic praying. And I believe, God, that you brought here a piece of paper containing what you don't want to see again in your life. So we're going to carry out some prophetic action on that paper. Thereafter, we go to our anointing service. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But before I go right into the message of tonight, I'd like to congratulate the senior pastor in Houston here, Pastor Campbell, for the two new branches that have started in Houston. We give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the adoration. So we have some leaflets here showing you the addresses of the branches where you are free to worship in any of the branches. The senior pastor is still at the headquarters. Pastor Paul is in the other one, and Pastor Larry is in the other one. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then our Palmer's changes in Houston now, like we do at the headquarters, will take place jointly at the headquarters. Praise the Lord. Let's take our Bibles and listen very, very attentively to this very short message. I'm looking at what I call the internal warfare. the internal warfare. In 1 Samuel chapter 19, please open your Bible to this place and then look at it carefully. 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 23 to 24. 1 Samuel 19, 23 to 24. The internal warfare. And he went thither to Nahihof in Ramah. And the Spirit of God was upon him also. And he went on and prophesied until he came to Nahihoth in Ramah. This is Saul prophesying. And the Bible says the Spirit of God was upon him before he began to prophesy. But then we see a strange manifestation in verse 24. And he stripped off his clothes also and prophesied before Samuel in like manner. This is the king of Israel. And lay down naked all that day and all that night. Wherefore they say, he saw also among the prophets. What a strange manifestation. The king of Israel called Saul. The Bible says the Spirit of God came upon him. But although the Spirit of God is coming upon him, there is another spirit inside him. So whenever that Spirit of God in him had an upper hand, Saul will prophesy. Whenever the other spirit has an upper hand, Saul will tear off his clothes and remain naked. Certainly, the Spirit of God does not make a person to tear off his clothes and be naked. So there you see a very strange thing, which is a problem now. You see a strange manifestation of what we call two spirits upon a man. Two spirits upon a man. The Spirit of God and the other one, the spirit of darkness. In every human being, there is a level of positive charge and a level of negative charge. In some people, the negative charges are 50% and 50%. So sometimes they behave nicely, at other times they go to the extreme. A woman could be a very good cook, fantastic cook, which is a very positive charge. But the same woman that cooks very well now, if you get her angry, she may pour the soup on your head. That's a negative charge. So you find people like this. You find somebody who behaves very well, talks very well, loved by people, but at night, he's injecting himself with hard drugs. That's his negative side. Problem happens when your negative charge is more than the positive. Some people is 50-50. 50 positive, 50 negative. Some people 60 positive, 40 negative. Some people 90 positive, 10 negative. Some people 99 negative, 1 positive. The trouble is, the more negative charge you have, the more problem you attract to yourself. It's like a magnet. You draw things to yourself. If your life radiates love, joy, peace towards others, that's what will come towards you. But if what you emit is hatred, bitterness, that is what will be magnetized towards you. I want you to understand these principles very well. So what I'm trying to let you understand is that there is a very strange situation where the Spirit of God will be upon a person and the spirit of darkness will be upon that person too. This is why you can find Christians who tell lies. two negative things. This is why you can find Christians who claim to have boyfriends. Two, a positive and a negative. I want you to understand this very well. This is the situation we find solely in here. Unfortunately, this situation is very, very common today. Many of us are looking for our enemies outside, but the enemy is already inside. Many of the bad dreams and the bad things that happen, the powers that are causing these things are already inside. That's why the Bible says, give no place to the devil. Because if you give place to the devil, it will take control. That's why the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. If you do not resist the devil, he will not flee. So these are very, very simple scriptures. The Bible says we should not be ignorant of the devices of the devil. If we are ignorant, he will take advantage of us. So if you are ignorant, the enemy takes advantage. If you give place to the enemy stays with you. If you don't resist the enemy will stay and fight you. I want you to understand this very well. The trouble is that before there could be two spirits on a man, there must be a ladder. The Bible says, when the enemy shall come upon you, like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard against him. The Bible says, if that all the enemies that come against you shall flee from before your face, if they come against you in one way, they shall flee in seven ways. That's what the Bible says. That's the standard of scripture. The Bible says, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. So if the anointed is being touched, and the prophet is being harmed, it is the prophet that has a problem. So if the Bible is saying all these things, and yet the enemy is able to enter, there is a ladder, a door. For the enemy to come against you and to succeed, a door must be opened. There must be a ladder somewhere. So most times, by the time you discover the doors you have opened and you close those doors, 90% of the problem is over. But the trouble is that many don't know which door has been opened. Many don't want to close the door. Many like the doors so much, so they keep it open, and so the enemy comes in and does a lot of havoc. I pray that tonight, every enemy that has already gained access will be chased out by the power in the blood of Jesus. When you give place to the devil will stay with you. In the olden days, they used to have a proverb that anybody who wants to eat with the devil must have a long spoon. No, don't eat with the devil at all, whether your spoon is long or short. Because it will climb on top of that long spoon to you where you are. Don't even bother to dine with him. Because the long spoon will be your instrument of trouble. What does it mean for somebody to open doors to the enemy? By opening doors to the enemy, we mean, number one, that you are giving sin a foothold in your life. What did I say? You give sin a foothold in your life. That's what you call opening doors to the enemy. These days, people are trying to redefine sin, so that sin does not look as horrible as the Bible makes it. Jesus said, a highway to the kingdom of God, only holy people can be there. Any sin in your life will only take you far away from God. Any sin in your life will only make the enemy to fight you harder. Any sin in your life would hinder your prayers, because immediately you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, the enemy will say, no, that one is one of us. You can't answer these prayers. Sin is so horrible that it made Jesus to die on the cross and to suffer. So these days people try to redefine it and make it look nice and neat, but it is still sin. If you prepare scotch eggs and the egg inside is bad, no matter what flour you put at the back, it is still bad. So instead of people to accuse somebody this day, I say, look, what you are doing is pride. We have redefined the pride to mean having class. Instead of us to tell somebody, Mr. Man, you are a drunkard. So no, the drunkenness is not drunkenness. It has been redefined as being social. Instead of telling somebody that this is indiscipline, it has been redefined as freedom. It says freedom, you have freedom to do what you want, blah, blah, blah. Freedom of speech, freedom of this, freedom of that, freedom of that. Forgetting that God is not a Democrat. There is no democracy in the agenda of the Almighty. Let there be light, and that's it. You couldn't be bothered whether you want the light or not. If God was a Democrat, people like David would never have become king, because his own father will not vote for him. So God is not a Democrat. Youths who engage in rebellion, instead of calling it rebellion, we say, no, it's youthful exuberance. Then believers and men who tell lies like water. Instead of saying, Mr. Man, you are a liar, and say, no, it's just being diplomatic. Then here in America, when somebody is very, very dishonest, they say he's being smart. You are smart. Can't be smarter than the devil. Then in the house of God, sometimes, instead of saying, Mr. Man, you are a gossiper, they say, no, it's not gossiping, it's sharing. Sharing. Although we try to paint sin in bright colors, it is still terribly bad. I was at a scientific conference many years ago, and one woman almost tore my coat because I said prostitute. She said, no, you have no right to call women prostitutes. They are not prostitutes, they are commercial sexual partners. So the one at home is not commercial, but the one on the street is commercial. It's the same thing they are doing in the scientific conference. So I have to apologize. But as far as the Bible is concerned, a prostitute is still a prostitute. Whether it's corporate prostitute, academic prostitute, crude prostitute, church prostitute, is still a prostitute. So to give sin a full toll in your life is to open doors for the enemy to come in and do what he wanted to do. 1995, they brought this man to us for prayers. He had a PhD in accounting, but he had a very strange sickness. I've never seen that kind of sickness before. If he sits down, he looks normal, very handsome. After a few minutes, he will slap his own head, wah, and bring out a cockroach, or roaches, like you call it here. He brings out roaches from his head, he squeezes it, piam, and throw it down. If he's waiting for you, by the time he spends 15 minutes, you find roaches on the floor, dead, squeezed to death. Praise the Lord. My sister, supposing this kind of man comes to you and says, I want to marry him. And he slaps his head and brings out roaches. What will you do? Probably wrong. Anyway, we started praying for him. And the rain of these roaches stopped. With a warning. The Lord said, henceforth, don't drink alcohol anymore. He said, don't worry. I will not even pass at the front of a bar or a pub. I won't pass there. And he went. For months, we didn't see him in the fellowship again. The time he will come again, that day he was waiting, all of a sudden, wah, he's slapping his head again and bringing out roaches. His sin of drunkenness had opened the door to the enemy in his life. What does it mean to open doors to the enemy in somebody's life? It is to personally invite the enemy to come in into you. Many give the enemy's invitation. They come here, and the enemy comes. Some people use their money to buy their bondage. Come here. And the enemy will come into them. What does it mean to open doors to the enemy? To open doors to the enemy is to eat at the dining table of darkness. The devil has a dining table, and you could be feeding from it regularly without your knowledge. Food is good, but it's not every food that is good. And as believers in these days, we should be careful where we buy things. Once you enter into a shop, and the first thing you find at the door of the shop is an idol, what God is telling you is that, out. Because everything there will have been dedicated to that idol every morning. So for you to eat it, you are dining on the table of darkness. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. What does it mean to open doors to the enemy? Is to allow the enemies to build a castle in your life. If the enemy begins to build and you break it down very quickly, they won't get far. But if you allow them to build it high, then to remove it will be a serious problem. What does it mean to give the enemy, to open the door to the enemy? It means to allow the enemy to exchange your destiny. And a lot of people do that every day. What does it mean to open the doors to the enemy? It means to allow the enemy to demote you to the animal level. When a person has been demoted to the animal level, he becomes sexually loose. Beloved, if there is something in your body that is always uncomfortable and shaking whenever you see the opposite sex, you do have a problem. And you need for somebody to speak to that thing in your body to depart. If not, it will destroy eventually. Most of the people who backslide and get away from the faith, it's not a one day's business. They've been going gradually, gradually, gradually. The time we thought they were standing, they were already crawling on the floor. And then off they just go. And then we fold our hands and say, how can this happen to that kind of person? What does it mean to open the doors to the enemy? To open the doors to the enemy is to allow anger to control your life. Anger is temporary madness. Anybody who angers you conquers you. Anger is something that has destroyed marriages, destroyed homes, and destroyed so many things. When anger is in your life, you open direct door to the enemy. You just move in and out at will. One day I saw a very strange scene. A man of God was very upset with somebody who sold him a fake electronic equipment. So he took the electronic equipment back to the seller and said, take your fake material from me, shakaka pakala baba baba. It shall not be well with you. Basata kakapa yaba shalakaka baba baba baba. You are an idiot, you're a fool, you thief, black kakapa yaba baba baba. The fellow who sold the thing is a thief. But the man too, who is shouting at him, needs deliverance. So anger is a terrible thing. Terrible thing. One day I had an experience. And it was very painful. I went to visit a Christian who is the managing director of a company. And I was at the reception. These receptionists did not know who I was. They were just chatting. So the receptionist and the clerk, they were chatting. And they discussed. They said, okay, today, let us wind up our boss a little bit. They were speaking a language that I understood. They didn't know that I understood. So immediately this brother, who is a Christian, walked into the office. The clerk said, excuse me, sir, the file you asked us to look for yesterday, we couldn't find it. Ah. The brother lost his temper. He was shaking and sweating, and his lips were vibrating. The color of his face changed, and he went in that boiling anger into his office. He didn't even see me. The clerk and the reception, they were laughing.
Say, we wind him up. We wind him up. Wind him up. He said, now, let us calm him down. They now repaired their clothes and did. They then went inside. They said, excuse me, sir. Sorry, sir. We found the file under the table. The man said, okay, it's all right now. I'm fine. So they were winding him up and down at will. Because of what? Anger. And once the enemy knows that anger is a simple weapon to catch you, he will use it always. What does it mean to open the door to the enemy? To open the door to the enemy is to harbor unforgiveness against anyone. Immediately, there is somebody you cannot forgive, tormentors will be released against you. And they will be harassing your life. What does it mean to open the door to the enemy? To open the door to the enemy means to harbor hatred against anyone. Once you hate anybody, you are a murderer. You have opened the door to the enemy. Hatred, when you look at it, is self-punishment. Hatred is the handcuff of demons. If you have hatred in your heart, you have already been handcuffed and arrested by demonic powers. And you need to completely repent and have the love of God in your heart. There are no two people who can hate each other and they claim to love God. It's not God they love. Try and understand this very well. So to open the doors of the enemy is to have any hatred in your heart. What does it mean to open the door to the enemy? To open the door to the enemy is to take what does not belong to you. I was reading an article in the newspaper that says that people, our generation has become a generation of thieves. That even in hotels, people steal their Bibles and steal the spoons and the towels and take it away. It is very simple, beloved. If you are watching a stolen television set, you start having high trouble. If you begin to sleep on stolen beds, you will have backache. You are eating with stolen spoons, there will be ulcer, cancer of the tummy, and all kinds of things like that. So, to take what does not belong to you is to open the door to the enemy. Carry out an inventory of everything you have in your house. Is there anything there that you really are not supposed to have? Or you've taken it from a former boyfriend whom you have abandoned or has abandoned you and you are still using it? Better get rid of it. Get rid of it fast. It does not belong to you. Have you left a man or a woman and you are no longer in the friendship with them and these are sinner friends and are you still keeping their complimentary cards? You have a bridge in your bag which you have not burned, and you need to burn that bridge so that the enemy will not be coming against you. What does it mean to open door to the enemy? To open door to the enemy is to fail to tame tongue. Failure to tame your tongue is to open door to the enemy. Many of us will not be where we are today if we got somebody to padlock our mouth immediately we were born, so that we'll not be able to talk. This is why they say the best marriage is the marriage in which the woman is deaf and dumb and the man is blind. When the woman is deaf and dumb, she will not be talking rubbish that will annoy the man. When the man is blind, the man will not see what the woman is doing, so there will be peace. What does it mean to open the door to the enemy? To open the door to the enemy is to give in to worry and anxiety. You worry, you get yourself worked up, and the Bible says, be careful for nothing, be anxious for nothing. When you begin to do this, you open the door to the enemy. What does it mean to open the door to the enemy? It means to have friends who are children of the devil. No matter how nice a man is or a woman, if the man is not born again, the woman is not born again, and they are anti-God in their souls, although they are very nice, they are still children of the devil. No matter how a person is, if the person is a free thinker, the person is still thinking for the devil. Because the Bible says, he who is not with us
is against us. What does it mean to open the door to the enemy? To open the door to the enemy, it means to give the enemy a welcome. You welcome the enemy always. So it is these open doors, beloved, that have made many people candidates of two spirits on a man. I want you to understand this very well. When there are two spirits operating in a person, many things go wrong. You'd find that you'd be inviting evil visitors. You'll find that there will be a bad aura around you. You'll find that whenever you want to do good things, something redirects those good things away from you. You'll find that you are not at peace with yourself because there's an enemy inside that is harassing your life. We have some prayers to pray today. It's a prayer of personal deliverance. When you allow the enemy to stay, they build a castle. And if you don't demolish the castle, things will worsen and worsen and worsen. There is something called the internal termites. A lot of people have this internal termites already eating away inside, eating away. It is one day when they just fall down. Somebody will say, what's happened? Not that the termites are already eating away. Quietly. When you have this internal enemy within you, they cause internal sicknesses. And one day this sickness will just come up and that's it. Hidden there. And will come up one day and snuff out the life of the person. I pray. And if there is anyone here tonight who has a hidden sickness in the body that has not yet manifested, but is planning to manifest later to cause trouble, that sickness shall die in the name of Jesus. If I were in your shoes, my amen shall be louder than that. What are we going to do here tonight? The first thing to do is to agree that there is a problem. If you say there is no problem, then you are not trying to solve anything. But if you agree, there is a problem. Something has gotten in and it must be taken out. Then the second thing to do is to identify these strangers in the midst. And the third thing to do is to evacuate those strangers out of your life. And the way to evacuate them is still the same method. The method of Jesus for evacuating traders in the temple has not changed. He used whip. It was violence. When Jesus was going to cleanse the temple, he did it violently. He chased them out. He said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. You have turned into a den of robbers. And he chased them out of the temple. That was the first time Jesus really grew violent. It was when he got to the temple and began to chase out the buyers and the sellers and the traders that are already in the temple. Some years back, there was this sister that was coming for prayers. Some of you might have heard me sharing this before. For 1 month, they prayed for her without result. The deliverance ministers will gather every morning, pray. Second day, she's coming back, same thing. Pray. They prayed for a month. After a month of prayers, the deliverance ministers now gathered together and said, well, I've been praying for this sister for 1 month too. Let's tell her to go away. And let's get somebody else. So they told the sister, I said, sister, sorry, we have tried our best. Obviously, our best is not good enough. So don't come here again. But one of them said, but why don't we ask the Lord what's wrong with her? So they said, sister, you stay here. We want to go and pray. So the ministers went to somewhere else and started praying. He said, Father, tell us, what is wrong? Then the Lord said, you should have asked me before. You didn't ask me and you were praying. The Lord said, the reason she's not delivered is because a long time ago, she has opened a door to the enemy. If she will confess that sin and close the door, she'll be free. Okay. They went back. Said, sister, sit down. The Lord said, you opened a door to the enemy some time ago, and that until you confess that sin and close the door, you cannot be free. The sister said, I have confessed all my sins, even the one I did not commit.
I confess it so that I could be free. They said, pray, pray. God will remind you. She said a short prayer. All of a sudden, she remembered what happened. It was years, years, years ago when she was in the high school. They went to this pyjamas party. A pyjamas party is a party where you go in your underwears. Now, if you have ever attended that kind of party, you need more than a deliverance. You need an overhauling. So the pyjamas party went on. At 1 a.m., somebody in that party just rose up and said, everybody in this party gather in a circle. And they all gathered in a circle. And he said, everybody in this party, bring out your drinking glasses. And they brought it out. He gave the third command. Everybody in this party, urinate inside the glasses. And they all did. Then he gave the fourth commandment. Everybody in this party, exchange the glasses. And they all exchanged the glasses. Then came the fifth command. Everybody in this party, drink from the glasses. And they all drank each other's urine. Immediately, the sister remembered that one and said it. A power lifted her from the ground, and the power troubling her life departed. Why? Because now we could identify the door through which the enemy came inside. I pray that the Lord will open your understanding tonight. And every door that the enemy is trying to hide from you, you will discover it. Rise up on your feet, beloved. And all eyes closed. When two spirits are upon a man, the enemy operates with ease. But if you decide that, well, I only want God in me, I don't want any other thing contrary to that one, do you know that it shall be so? All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here tonight and you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, please do so very quickly before we start this personal deliverance and prophetic prayers. If you are here, you say, man of God, yes, I understand what you are saying, but I want to surrender my life to Jesus so that I can be free. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand so that I can pray with you tonight. Don't be shy and don't allow the enemy to cheat you. Maybe you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus. Just raise up your right hand where you are. God bless you. If you raise up your right hand, take a bold step of faith and come very quickly to me at the front here so that I can pray with you. Just leave your seat. Come very quickly to me at the front here so that I can pray with you tonight before we go into any other program. Jesus is waiting for you here. Just find a way here. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. It was His white as snow.
Just up here at the front, I congratulate you. Just say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you tonight. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Lord, I thank you for this, your children. Lay your hands upon them and keep them standing by your power.
Amen.
Do great and marvelous things in their lives. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Just follow our sister here. God bless you. We'll talk to you for 1 or 2 minutes. The rest of us, as we close our eyes, we're going into some prayers now. These are prayers that dig deep. It's digging deep prayer. And as we pray the digging deep prayer, anything can happen. Several things may have been hiding for years. This is the time for them to be exposed and disgraced. You will say this louder than anyone around you.
with holy aggression. Every stranger in my life, come out now. Can you shout it louder than anyone around you? I'm sure you can say it louder than that. I'm sure you can say it even louder than that. Masapokaya Bashanta. In the name of Jesus. Yes, the strangers must fade away, and they must be afraid out of their close places. There are seven persons here, and you are presently under the grip of parental witchcraft. This is very sad that you are under this kind of grip. But how could your own blood be rising against you? But that is the reality of the situation. You have been seeing these manifestations in your dreams. Right there where you are. The power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of that parental witchcraft upon your life is broken to pieces now. That's the first person. That's number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Six. And that's the seventh person over there. Thank you, Jesus. The power of God is still moving. I'm pulling down every stronghold. That's right. Be released from the grip of the stronghold of darkness. Be released from that grip. Be released from the grip. Be released from the grip. Be released from the grip. In the name of Jesus. That's right. You will shout this louder than anyone in this auditorium. Every hidden sickness in my body. I beg you, don't joke with this prayer. Can you shout it loud and clear? Every hidden sickness in my body. Make it louder than this, beloved. Jesus, kill the sickness. Yes, aha, yes, that's the power of God, that's the power of God, that's the power of God. Deal with the hidden sickness. Thou power of God, move. In the name of Jesus. Masekaya boshentera bosonton dekeyaba. In Jesus' name we pray. There is something moving about in the right leg of somebody. The enemy has bewitched that right leg. and it has been a source of trouble for your life. Right there where you had the fire of God is burning on that leg now. Let me wait for that to be completed. Yes, that right leg is on fire. Fire is penetrating into the body. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. The following prayers that I want you to pray, please, if I mention a situation that concerns you, then you come to the front as we pray the prayer. The first people I want to come to the front now while we are praying this first prayer. If you know you come from a family where marriages never work, just find a way to the altar here and be on your knees. Marriages never work, but you have decided that your home must work. Just find a way to the altar here and be on your knees. And everybody will shout this loud and clear, especially those of us who are at the front. Say, oh God, arise! Can you shout this loud and clear? Make it louder than that. And let my problems die. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes, that's the power of God. Something must happen in your life tonight. This is why Jesus brought you here. Say it, say it, say it. Don't negotiate with the enemy. Masopokoya boshente rabokoporaba. Ribosopondekaya boshente yababa. The problem must die. The problem must die. Yes. Here. Rasata. Likayara. In Jesus' name we pray. Now the fire of God is going from the top of the head to the soles of the feet. From the top of the head to the soles of the feet. Every anti-marriage power. Hear the word of the Lord. Loose your hood. 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 In the name of Jesus. Every evil marital pattern in the family line be broken in the name of Jesus. Be broken in the name of Jesus. Be broken in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Masika poshentera bokopora basande. Ribosoponde abashintia. As you pray this second prayer point, if you know that you are here, you have certificates but no job, come forward now as we pray these prayers. Certificate to present, no work to do. Or you've never used those certificates before and you have them, find a way to the altar. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. Every failure in my foundation.
Every failure in my foundation.
Hear the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Deal with the failure. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at the front, stretch your hands forward. Lord, I decree that every bewitchment upon any certificate here will be broken in the name of Jesus. Amen. Beginning from tomorrow. Amen. The powers that have blocked your way, which has been buried tonight, you will begin to see the manifestation. The Lord will open doors unto you in powerful places. And your testimonies shall abound. Amen. To the glory of the name of the Lord. Amen. The Lord shall lift you up. He 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 shall lift you up. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Can go back to your seat now, rejoicing. God bless you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you are here too in this meeting, and you have always having horrible dreams, terrible, horrible dreams, sometimes you're even afraid to sleep, find a way to this altar while we pray this next prayer. Every power can you say this loud and clear? Assigned to waste my life. Your time is up. Can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Deal with the power assigned to waste your life. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Every power from the waters. Loose your hold, 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 loose your hold. Yes, that's the power of God. Loose your hold in the name of Jesus. Aha, aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at the altar here, shake your head vigorously so that the arrow of the demonic dreams can go back to the senders. That's right. Let's be released. Be released, be released, be released, be released from the grip of the oppressors. Be released from the grip of the oppressors. Be released, be released, be released. Aha, aha. That's right. It's coming out. It's coming out. The evil plantation that is causing the terrible dreams. It's coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out. Yes, that's the fire of God. That's the fire of God. That's the fire of God. Lord, let there be a release of your anointing upon your children here. Let this anointing break every yoke of darkness. As from today, the horrible nightmares you have been having, you shall have them no more. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. May go back to your seat rejoicing now. Glory be to the name of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you. Just leave her. Leave her. She'll sort herself out. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. If you are in this meeting tonight and you know that any time you have something important to do that will make your life to move forward, something goes wrong. Just at the edge of the success. Find a way to this altar too and be on your knees. Important things will come your way, but something just goes wrong. And you don't know what is going wrong. Everybody will shout this louder than anyone around them. Say, every witchcraft power,
every witchcraft
fighting at the edge of my breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. Deal with them. Don't negotiate with them. Their time is up. Their time is up. Their time is up. No negotiation. Don't negotiate with the enemy. Masapokoyabo shentera bakayaba. Every witchcraft power fighting at the edge of my breakthroughs. Their time is up. Their time is up. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Something is taking place. That's right. Something is taking place. Something is taking place. That's right. Yes, get out from the head. Get out from the legs. Get out from the hands. Get out from the womb. Get out. Get out. Get out. Yes, loose your hold. In the name of Jesus, loose your hold. 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 Enough is enough. Wonderful God, I thank you for this, your children. Let your power come upon them. Let them receive dumbfounding breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. Beginning from now, your life shall be a life of constant testimonies to the glory of the name of the Lord. Any power that has refused to let you move forward, I bury the power tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I congratulate you. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. You will notice a dramatic change as from now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. I like you to sing this song louder than anyone here. You sing it 7 hot times. As you are singing this song, the miracle power of God will keep flowing into your life afresh. I'm serving a God of miracles. I know, yes, I know. I'm serving a God of miracles. I know, yes, I know. Are you serving him? Are you serving him? Your hand, your hand, your hand, your hand, your hand. Are you serving him? Are you serving him? Bring out that letter now. The letter of those things you don't want to see anymore. Bring it out. And you are going to curse those things in the name of the Lord. You are going to pronounce the curse of God upon them. Hold it in your right hand and remain standing on your feet. And say exactly what I'm going to say, the way I'm going to say them. Say, my problems.
My problems.
Hear the word of the Lord.
I shall not give up.
You shall give up.
My problems.
Hear the word of the Lord.
I shall not surrender.
You shall surrender.
I pronounce the curse of God
upon every problem written on this paper.
I shall see them no more.
I shall see them no more.
In the name of the Father,
in the name of the Son,
in the name of the Holy Spirit.
Now put the paper on the floor and step on it with your right foot.
Say, it is written.
Jesus has given me power
to tread upon serpents and scorpions
and upon every power of the enemy,
and nothing shall by any means
hurt me.
It is written
that wherever the soles of my feet shall tread,
that you take it for me.
I trample upon the neck of my enemies,
and as I trample upon this paper,
that is the burial of my problems.
You problems, hear the word of the Lord.
This is your burial ground.
Enter.
This is your burial ground.
Enter.
This is your burial ground.
Enter.
You problems, hear the word of the Lord.
This is your burial ground.
Enter!
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 In the name of Jesus.
Now, get yourself ready. You are going to trample upon it. When I begin to count, we're going to trample upon it 7 times like they did to pull down the wall of Jericho. Are you ready? Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, number 7.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now take the paper up. Please keep it in a place where you won't lose it. When you get home tonight from this crusade, tear it to pieces. And that's the end of the trouble. And I will be waiting for your testimonies.
Above at the mention of that name, every tongue come at the mention of that name.
Your hand.
At the mention of that name, the mention of that name, there is power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power. There is power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Let's bring out our oil now and hold it in your right hand. If you brought many bottles, just bring out one. And if your bottle is very big, sit down and lay your hands upon it. Amen. This is something we do just once a year at the Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministry. It's not a ritual. This oil is just a symbol of the Holy Spirit. But after the prayers, now the power of God will enter into the oil. and becomes a very powerful weapon. Let your amen be super dynamic now.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift our oil unto you. Let this oil become the oil of healing, the oil of deliverance, the oil of breakthrough, the oil of power, the oil of strength, the oil of might. When this oil touches the sick, let the sick be made whole. When it touches a document, let the document receive favor. When it touches the dead, let the dead come alive. In the name of Jesus. In the beginning, the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. Let your spirit move upon this oil in the name of Jesus. In those days, he used to send an angel to trouble the water of Bethesda. And whoever got into the water got healed. Let the same angel trouble this oil now in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, come into this oil. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now you have a powerful weapon in your hand. Just open the oil gently. Please don't hurt your fingers. Open it gently. And put a little bit in your mouth. Swallow it. You must be the first partaker of the anointing. Swallow it. Thank you, Jesus. Say, my mouth. You have encountered the anointing oil. Beginning from today, every sickness in my body dies. My mouth shall not kill me. My mouth shall bring me prosperity. In the name of Jesus. Put a little bit of the oil on your head. Anoint your own head. The Bible says, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Put it on your head. Say, my head. You are the symbol of my destiny. My head shall be lifted up above my enemies round about me. As from today, no curse issued against my head shall prosper. Insanity is not my lot. Memory failure is not my lot. In the name of Jesus. Now apply some of the oil to your legs. Now your legs. Your legs. A little bit. Just a little bit to your legs. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Something is happening to somebody over there. The hand of God is removing something from underneath a stomach. That's right. The power of God is pulling it out. Thank you, Jesus. Say, my legs. You are the symbol of my walking. My legs. You will take me to my prosperity. My legs. You will not walk me into danger. My legs. You will not walk me into disaster. My feet are blessed. Anywhere I enter into, my feet shall bring blessings. I shall not have bad feet. In the name of Jesus. Now the oil in your hand, apply it to your two hands now. Rub it on your two hands. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say, my hands. You are the symbol of my walking. My hands shall bring me prosperity. Every good thing I lay my hands upon shall prosper by fire. As from today, poverty is out of my life. My hands will not bring poverty. My hands shall bring blessings. As from today, any negative power that touches my hand
shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you have any sickness on your body, apply the anointing oil to your hand and rub it onto the area where you are feeling the problem. Don't bother whether anyone is looking at you. If you need to put your hand inside your clothes, you better do so. Don't worry your brain whether anybody is looking. Apply it directly to where the trouble is. Yes, that's the healing power of God. It's already flowing to your body. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Now, carefully close the bottle. Put it away where it will not break. And then rise up on your feet. Carefully put it away where it will not break. Rise up on your feet. Haven't done this, you are now in a position to pray two powerful prayers, which I want you to pray from your heart. And I want you to believe God. Thank you, Jesus. I could remember the last crusade we had here. After praying this prayer, a sister went out of the crusade, and the first person she met was the person who had been owing her money for over 10 years. And that was the person that actually ran her into bankruptcy in her country. That was the first person she met. And this person apologized, paid part of the money almost instantly, and then promised the rest. That was when we prayed for 24-hour miracle. You will first of all pray like this. Anointing that breaks the yoke.
Anointing that breaks the yoke.
Here I am. Come upon my life. In the name of Jesus.